previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We've invited somebody else into the studio this morning to chat about some really important things that are affecting us as residents. We welcome into the studio MMC for Infrastructure and Engineering, Mr. Zinto, Councillor Zinto. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Wayne. How
Good.
Are you?
I'm well, thank you. First time in our building? First time in the studio?
I love it. It's a green building, which is it's more the way to go.
Yeah.
I'm really happy. It's such a beautiful one.
It's a lovely building. Charlie and I have been working on it for months now.
If only.
All right. We got to touch on something firstly, which is very, very important. We've been reading out the daily figures of the dam levels, and it just gets worse and worse and worse every day. We're sitting under 14%. In fact, we're sitting on 13.73%.
Yeah.
Currently combined, that is available to Nelson Mandela Bay. What does this mean for us now going forward? When do we run out of water?
Good morning to your listeners, Wayne. It means we need to be very careful with the water consumption. We need to really drop it as the metro residents. As the city, we are trying so much to make sure that we augment our water. I mean, in areas where we lack of water, we try and make sure that we augment. For example, our dams are running dry. If they are running dry, that means we must be doing something else to make sure whilst we're waiting for the rains. For example, the drilling of the boreholes that we are about to put it in our system. Areas like St. George's and also Mulgrove and Bushy Park, they are ready now. We can put in our system and augment the water that we'll be losing as our dams going dry. So it's issues like those. And also Notre Dacht, come September, we will be getting 210 megaliters from there. So we are trying. We are trying, and we are also fixing our leaks. We're making sure that our leaks are being fixed. I mean, currently we did 2,500.
As of December?
As of December, okay. Yes. And you must remember, Wayne, it's a moving target. We've got an aging infrastructure that our predecessors never took really. It's serious to fix underground infrastructure. They would focus on the top structure, forgetting that one day this will happen. Mm. So these are the things that we're trying to fix. It's a bit difficult, but we have no other way. We are in charge now. We must make sure that we change the situation for our people.
You gave us the stats there now, the amount of water leaks that has been fixed. I mean, often on social media, we speak about the dams running dry, and people, the first thing they run to is, why are the leaks not fixed? But you guys are proactive fixing the leaks. I mean, you mentioned 2,500 leaks already fixed since December.
Yes.
That's a lot.
You see, what we have done, we have employed about 7 contractors that will be assisting our staff. Remember, we still have the municipal staff.
So this is over and above?
Over and above, because we understood that the tank is leaking. Mm. We need to seal the tank first. So we've employed these contractors. They are all over the show. But the sad thing about them, they're being robbed. This is where the problem is, yeah, with the communities that we want to talk to them as well, that they must protect this stuff. I mean, it's such a painful thing when you have to take a lunchbox to the family because the husband is in hospital being robbed. That's not what we want. This is our city. These, yeah, are our brothers. We need to protect them. But on the positive side, they are working very hard to try and seal this leaking tank.
All right. Then on to the electricity for the past 2 weekends, and I see this happening. The minute that the power goes out, you know, WhatsApp groups run wild. People get upset. Social media status updates about why is this happening again. And one particular substation, the Arlington substation, tripped this past weekend and the weekend before, pretty much at the same time. Are we seeing something happening here? Can we rule out vandalism here?
No, not at all. Not at all. Two things. The other one, the big one, it's ditchling.
Ditchling, yes.
Ditchling as well. Is the vandalism is the. I mean, it pains me. You can go to the poorest country in Africa, they protect their assets. I don't understand why in our country it doesn't happen like that. Because the same electricity is electricity that would be supplying. This person was vandalizing it. So basically, we have come up with the mayor actually started with the anti-vandalism steering committee, which is moving very fast. We are in the procurement processes now for companies that will assist in securing the assets of the city. But we can do all that. It needs the community. It's the community that is supposed to protect its own assets. That's why we are here as well, to talk about it. And we appreciate that you guys giving us this space as Algoa FM.
Not only are we seeing it with the substations, also obviously the traffic lights. So cable theft is a big, big problem as it is. How can the community get involved in assisting the Metro with cable theft, for example? Can they? Is there a contact number perhaps or to assist with the problem?
Yes, there is. One, the cable theft. It's, you go to Motherwell, for example, not even a single robot that is working.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've witnessed it. Yeah.
Clean. If you go Ado Road, it's bad.
Yes.
This is where we think there's something wrong. We need, as the society, to look at it. How can you vandalize your own thing? It's your own robots, these ones. They are made for you guys to control your own traffic. Yes, the number, you can use the 0800 number.
0800 20 50
50. 20 50 50 to report in it. And for the anti-vandalism. And also, Councillor Best is working very hard to have his ghost squad that will be able to pick up these people that are doing this without knowing them, and make sure that we catch them, and we need to punish them severely. Those who are doing this. I mean, currently it's been a bad unrest that is happening in the city. People banning Goa bus buses and also
and bus services and trucks
and
as well.
Trucks. Yeah. I mean, what is this?
Let's just talk about that very quickly while we're talking about it. Because for the last 2 days, there have been protests in certain areas of Nelson Mandela Bay. What is the reason for the protests?
These areas, luckily, I've been there, speaking to the community leaders over there. We find some element of one, political, two, criminality in it. You see, Wayne, where they don't understand is the fact that it kills business at this critical time. COVID has killed business, and whatever the business has, they're trying to hold it dearly in order for them to survive on this the dip that we're in. And now these unnecessary blocking of the roads. I mean, VW, we almost closed the plant because of
R75. Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely criminality.
It has a ripple effect, the absolutely, vandalism on everything else.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I've met them. We told them they want, they've invaded the land in some areas, and they want services. Yes, we told them we are going to give you services, but first you need to be acknowledged by the city that you exist in where you are, and then we take it from there. But be that as it may, they want it now. It must happen now, and it can't happen like that.
Yeah, lots of fix. You have a lot on your plate right now to fix that you've inherited from previous.
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely. But Wayne, the positive thing, we've got millions and thousands of our people that are supporting us. They see the difference, and they want us to push as much as we can, and we will. There's support that is coming all over the show that says, guys, we can see the difference. Nelson Mandela can't go further than this. It can only go up from now. It's a beautiful city. It's everything is here. It's just us. We need to be positive about it and take it forward. That's the attitude. That's the attitude of the whole mayoral committee, including the councillors in support, that we must take the city up now. It can't go further than this.
We cannot allow it to go backwards.
We can't.
At all. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, MMC for Infrastructure and Engineering, Mr. Zintu. Hopefully we'll chat again soon and we'll have some even better news.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Door is always open.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Cheers to the Algoa FM listeners.
Ciao. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.